Tuesday, December 22nd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. $900 billion in new COVID aid plus $1.4 trillion in omnibus spending adds up to real money. It would appear that the ag sector was treated fairly. USDA will distribute $13 billion in new agricultural aid. USDA was given discretion to aid the biofuel industry. The ethanol industry has asked for nearly $4 billion to cover pandemic losses. They should get something. They earmarked $5 billion in additional $20 per acre payments for row crop growers and $3 billion for cattle and dairy farmers, contract livestock producers, and those who were forced to euthanize animals because of the pandemic. I would think that hog producers needing compensation for euthanizing hogs would be at the top of the list. They like food boxes, which received $1.5 billion in additional funding, but SNAP got its own $13 billion. The omnibus bill had $300 million for rural broadband and $250 million for telehealth. Hog producers have been waiting a long time for compensation for the hogs euthanized last spring and summer. Money for that was included in this latest bill. USDA will get to set up distribution of the funds. The Hog Report this week should give us a better idea of what that euthanasia amounted to and what impact that it had going forward. Average trade expectations for the December Hog Report to be released Wednesday is 99% for all hogs and pigs as well as for market hogs. They expect the breeding herd to be off near 2%. That would be conservative numbers for this industry. The Commerce Department says that grocery sales in total were up over 11%, while the restaurant business was down over 19% so far this year. My son-in-law, who was once a restaurant consultant advisor and knows the industry, says that 40% of the restaurants in Des Moines will not make it through this debacle. The restaurant industry says that there was not enough in the latest COVID aid to save them. PPP rules are too inflexible to help them. The money must be spent on wages to be forgiven, and they have no customers, so cannot hire. They will take beef demand down with them this winter. Then, given a recovery from the pandemic, there will be a shortage of restaurant capacity come next summer. If vaccines bring herd immunity as expected, eating out will then again be at the top of the shut-ins list of returning to what will be normal. A restaurant boom will follow the bust. That is the frustrating reality. The way our economy works, there'll be some restaurant buying opportunities this winter. Another round of government checks will not hurt consumer demand. $13 billion in additional food stamps will benefit meat demand, too. Walmart sees this money almost immediately. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The dollar was higher on Tuesday. The currencies are trying to get their confidence around the impact of the new strain of COVID in the UK. Will the travel ban be short or get extended? They're already predicting food shortages for Christmas in Britain. They can leave the European Union but cannot feed themselves without it. Our climatologist says that while better rains will arrive soon in central Brazil, that the drought in northeast Brazil and Argentina will become more intense. That would be the typical La Nina. As noted, the dry early start to the growing season in the Mato Grosso was unusual for La Nina. They say that the Mato Grosso moisture deficit was the worst on record. Soybeans are a drought crop, so rains forecast for central Brazil could revive soybean yield potential. The early drought did impact corn. It also sets up delayed planting for the second crop corn, which represents two-thirds of their production. They're still planting in Argentina with over 70% of soybeans and 60% of corn in, both behind averages. The drought will complicate getting the crop fully in Argentina. Their port strike remains unsettled. Sometimes we forget about Uruguay and Paraguay, which produce soybeans too. They are in the drought region as well. The ethanol industry is warming right up to GRB's pick to head the EPA, Michael Regan. If he will just get together with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, they could straighten out the mess that the RFS was being left in. I was interested as to what the National Pork Producers Council thought of Regan, and they act like, after having dealt with him in North Carolina as that state's environmental regulator, that Biden could have done worse. They say that they got along with him, but that jury is still out. Biden is setting up an entire new cadre of climate change officials, so our concern for the livestock industry will come from that direction. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.